My name is Juanita Nelson. I live in Deerfield, Massachusetts, up at Woolman Hill, which is a Quaker conference center. Actually Friends, but we call it Quaker. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1923, and lived, as I very often say, in the outer slums of Cleveland. And for instance, we didn't have our first telephone until I was 17 and won a poetry contest. I used the money for the first telephone my family had. I was terrible. I mean, I liked school. And I didn't ever miss school until I was 16 years old, and I went with my mother to visit her parents in Georgia. And that's where I guess I did my very first action, because our train was late for changing in Cincinnati, and we were rushed into a car. And by the time we got settled, I looked around and saw that we were in a Jim Crow car. Now, I've heard of these things, and I knew about that sort of thing.
Would you explain what a Jim Crow car is for people who don't know?
This was at a time when all people who had darker colored skin or were part dark African ancestry were seated in a particular place and could not go anywhere else. In streetcars and so forth. In the South particularly, they had fountains that said white, colored, all that sort of thing. It was a very much division in talking about races, which I don't like. I think there's one race anyway, as far as I'm concerned. But so I asked my mother, if we couldn't change cars. And she said, oh, Nita, I'm just tired. And I think that was true. And I sat and fumed, and finally I got up and sat in every car in that train because I was so upset. And as my recollection, this was a long time ago, of course, is that nobody bothered me except the porter, and he was afraid that something would happen to me because he had about the same color skin that I had. Then I went back and sat by my mother, and I felt better because I had expressed myself. But anyway, that was it. But I did go. Even though we were very poor, we were pretty well settled because I went to the same elementary school all the way through, and the same junior high school, and the same high school, senior high school. And after I did that, I had thought I wouldn't go to college. Even my mother wanted us all to go to college. And I even didn't have any jobs, as poor as we were, much because she wanted us to be able to study and that sort of thing. And so I was in the Girl Scouts, which I would never do again, of course. But one of the Scout leaders had gone to Howard University in Washington, D.C., which at that time was what we call an all-black college. And I did apply for that, and I got a scholarship. Otherwise, I couldn't have gone. And so I did go to Howard University. And that was where I was arrested for the first time. I went with two of my friends who were undergrad, co-eds, downtown in Washington, D.C., which was about as segregated as any place in the United States at that time. I went to Howard in 1941. This was in 43, though, and at the beginning of the year, I think. And we went to a drugstore that had a lunch counter, asked for some hot chocolate. We were told we don't serve Negroes. We said, well, we'd like to see the manager. The manager isn't in. And we said, well, we have plenty of time. We'll just sit here. And finally, they brought the hot chocolate. But they gave us tickets, bills for 25 cents, when it clearly stated on the board that hot chocolate was 10 cents a cup. So that's what we put down. And I always like to say that's probably all we had anyway. But then we walked out and were met by, my recollection is, seven of DC's finest, that is the police, and they put us in the paddy wagon and took us to jail.